Leadership, Strategy, and Tactics, Field Manual, by Jocko Willink. Read for you by the author, Jocko Willink. This book is dedicated to the men of SEAL Team 3, Task Unit Bruiser, who taught me how to lead. Especially Mark Lee, who taught me the value of life. Mikey Mansour, who taught me the meaning of sacrifice. Ryan Job, who taught me true perseverance. Chris Kyle, who taught me about devotion to duty. And Seth Stone, my brother, who taught me about loyalty and friendship and never let me down. Ever. Introduction. The roots of learning leadership. When I reported to SEAL Team 1, after completing basic underwater demolition SEAL training, or BUDS for short, there was no leadership course. New SEALs were issued no books or materials of any kind on the subject. We were expected to learn to lead the way SEALs had always learned for our entire existence, through OJT, or on-the-job training. Of course, there are some advantages to OJT. It is helpful to be coached and mentored by a solid leader who trains you as you go through the real challenges of your actual job. In the SEAL teams, that means a leader telling you exactly what to do in various scenarios as you go through them. If your leader happens to be a good leader, is willing to invest in you, and you are smart enough to pay attention, you will eventually learn something about leadership. But there are some major shortfalls to this method of teaching leadership. First of all, not all leaders are good leaders, and the SEAL teams are no exception. When I got to the SEAL teams, it was 1991. There was no war going on. The first Gulf War had just been fought, but the ground war was over in just 72 hours. SEALs only conducted a small number of operations, and they were relatively easy. Almost all other deployments before that, for the better part of 20 years, had been peacetime deployments. SEALs' primary task had been training other countries' militaries. Actually engaging in combat seemed a far-off dream to me and to most of us in the military. The reality was, the SEAL teams and the rest of the U.S. military had been in a peacetime mode since the end of the Vietnam War. This meant leaders weren't really tested. A great leader in the SEAL teams got pretty much the same assignments and advanced just as quickly as a bad leader. There was no guarantee that the leader in a platoon who was supposed to be mentoring young SEALs was the type of leader who should be emulated. On top of that, not all leaders are looking to mentor their subordinates. Furthermore, even the best leaders can only truly invest their time and knowledge in a handful of their people. Even during peacetime, there is a ton of administrative work to be done, and there's a good chance that leadership, coaching, and mentorship will slide off the schedule. But for the junior SEALs, it was incumbent upon them to pay attention. But there were also plenty of distractions. Sometimes it was difficult for a junior member of the team to understand he would not always be a new guy, that one day he would be a leader in the SEAL platoon, and that he needed to learn everything he could so he would be ready. I was lucky. I had some truly great leaders who invested in me. They took the time to explain things to me. They talked me through strategies and tactics. Some of the Vietnam SEALs told stories that held important tactical leadership lessons. I listened. Those stories and lessons sank in. Eventually, I was able to put the leadership theories I had learned to the ultimate test, in combat. I then codified those lessons and passed them to the young SEALs entering the ranks. I tried to teach them how to lead. The goal of leadership seems simple: to get people to do what they need to do to support the mission and the team. But the practice of leadership is different for everyone. There are nuances to leadership that everyone has to uncover for themselves. Leaders are different. Followers are different. Peers are different. Everyone has their own individual characteristics, personalities, and perspectives. I often tell leaders that what makes leadership so hard is dealing with people, and people are crazy. And the craziest person a leader has to deal with is themselves. That being said,